But first, a controversial and falsified image was posted by a Chinese spokesperson on Twitter today. It resembled an Australian soldier with a knife to a young Afghan civilian's throat. The image was taken extremely seriously by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, labelling the tweet repugnant. Pat Fordham has the story.
The Chinese government's move to release the doctored image of an Australian soldier killing an Afghan civilian has caused major tensions between the Chinese and Australian relationship. The relationship has recently been on the rocks with disputes over trade, but now the issues have boiled over into one on human rights abuses. Director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Michael Shoebridge, believes that this social media post by the Chinese is a part of an ongoing campaign by the Chinese Communist Party against Australia.
I think it just fits the pattern of the Chinese government using every lever they have to try and get the Australian government to change decisions that Beijing doesn't like and that other countries are paying a lot of attention to. So what I mean by that is this is part of a continuing campaign from Beijing to pressure the Australian government, not just through economic coercion, as we've seen with the trade problems, but also politically. In this case, by trying to get the Australian government on the back foot.
Since the tweet was posted by a Chinese government spokesperson, many wonder whether the Chinese Communist Party fully backed the tweet and it wasn't just a lone opinion post. But experts have denied this theory, with Director of the Australia-China Relations Institute, James Lawrenson, believing that the spokesperson wouldn't have made the tweet without having the backing of his party.
The spokesperson would not have made the tweet unless he had confidence that his position would not face resistance in the Chinese government. So I'm not suggesting that Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, was on the phone telling him to do it, but clearly the spokesperson had confidence that his tweet would be, you know, at least tacitly supported.
There have been calls by Prime Minister Scott Morrison for China to make an official apology regarding the tweet, but many believe there is next to zero chance of this occurring. The Chinese are not without their share of human rights abuses, with the detainment of Uyghur Muslims making headlines around the world in recent years. Many say an apology by the Chinese government would further bring attention to these human rights infringements by their own country.
The central reason that Beijing won't apologise is because, really, their comment will bring to mind the horrific human rights record that the Chinese government has. And as they call for Australia to be accountable for abuses by Australian officials, there's a deep irony because Beijing is in no way taking responsibility for the acts of Chinese officials in Xinjiang. The contrast between the Australian government and Afghanistan and the Chinese government in Xinjiang is so extreme that Beijing can't apologise.
Even though the Australian government is facing a tough situation with their largest trading partner, it is being said that Australia shouldn't give up on the relationship just yet, as the Chinese regime still has a lot to offer in Australia that wishes to grow its economy.
Look, we certainly shouldn't give up on the bilateral relationship with China. One reason is that the current administration in Beijing, which seems obsessed with wolf warrior diplomacy and pretty aggressive or bullying foreign policy, they won't be there forever. So we shouldn't give up on the relationship, but it is pretty hard at the moment. I mean, I think the Australian government's trying hard to, restart dialogue, but at the moment they're just getting doors closed in their faces. So there's not a lot Australia can do at the moment other than avoid own goals on our part and, as I said before, avoid getting down into the mud, because that doesn't help Australia in the end either.
The director of the Australia-China Relations Institute, Professor James Lawrenson, ending that report by Pat Fordham.